Welcome to Wonder in Reality with Jim Harwell. Glory to God forever. This is Jim, Wonder in Reality. I want to continue with the series about the Holy Spirit. Such a glorious topic. Vast topic. The absolute key for all of us in our walk with Jesus Christ. And I could spend the whole message, and we could give a billion messages just about His glorious majesty. Famous psalm, couple of verses, on the glorious splendor of your majesty and on your wondrous works will I meditate. The glorious splendor of the majesty of God Almighty, Jesus the Christ, the Holy Spirit. And remember, the Holy Spirit is Jesus, is Jesus Christ. They're the same. Yet, this divine mystery that they are different. I just read the verse when Jesus Christ Himself said, if anyone speaks against the Holy Spirit, it will not be forgiven them. So, He said, someone may speak against the Son of Man, and it will be forgiven him. But if anyone speaks against the Holy Spirit, it will not be forgiven him. Let's let that sink in, and let's always remember, let's hold the Holy Spirit in such reverence. And He is sacred, He's holy, He's God Almighty. And we almost should be speechless and silent when we deal with this most sacred subject. But at the same time, we are His children, and we can celebrate when we're in His family. Amen. This short message is about the three realms of prayer. And, you know, there's kind of two sides of every teaching. You know, there's the practical teaching that is glorious and you know, from Jesus Christ's words and but then there's the other side, is the mystery that this is a relationship with God Almighty. It's a glorious mystery, and that really cannot be put into human words. He cannot be put into human words. And we have the privilege of knowing Him and you know, all the privileges of being in, first just being in His family. And all the things that flow from knowing God Almighty and the one true God and His Son, Jesus Christ, which Jesus called eternal life. When we know Him, infinite benefits, the unsearchable riches of Jesus Christ are ours. And let's always remember this, that He is the most beautiful, most wonderful, merciful being in the universe. We have that opportunity to know Him that so few actually take advantage of. So few know Him. in that capacity, get to that deeper, the deeper level, which I'm going to discuss in this short message. And I've been discussing in previous messages, but so few. And we've missed it for so long. We've been in dead religion. We've missed it completely. We've thought that, oh, you know, a walk with Jesus Christ, it's such a sacrifice and a religious endeavor, and so we don't pursue it. We're saved. Yes, that's great. But we go do other things. We go do our own thing. We're all guilty of it. We're missing out on knowing the most glorious, majestic being in the universe, fellowshipping with Him is the reason that we're here, the purpose of human existence. It fulfills, it's a billion times better than any buzz or rush that we could get on the earth. And yet we don't seek Him. Practically, let me get into this. It's a very basic, but yet very vast teaching that Jesus gave. We all have read His words. Jesus said, "Ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door will be opened to you." We've read those words many times. Some of us have. What is Jesus referring to? He's referring to, I believe here, the three realms of prayer. The three realms, really, of seeking Him. The first realm, that's in the natural, that's the asking realm. That's where 99.9% of all Christians, followers of Jesus, that's the only place they go. It's in the natural. We ask, we make our requests known, we, you know, bless my family, bless my friends, bless my church, but, you know, be with this person who's sick, but, you know, and that's okay. That's the first realm. Second realm, the seeking realm. Seek and you shall find. So He says, ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. That's the second realm. This is the seeking realm where we're seeking Him. Amen. We're seeking the kingdom, Jesus Christ. Him and His presence. And these three realms, of course, remember that there's three sections of the tabernacle of Moses. The tabernacle and the temple, I believe, but mainly the tabernacle of Moses. Now, I'm not an Old Testament expert, but there's three sections of the tabernacle. The outer court, the inner court, also called the holy place, and then the holy of holies. And so we know three is the perfect number. Three, the number of the Trinity. Three is throughout the Bible, you know, it's the perfect number. Jesus is revealing the three realms of prayer, the three realms of seeking Him. And this is, so the question that someone may have is, okay, how do we get this? How do we actually know and fellowship with Jesus Christ? This, you're saying that He's the most glorious, beautiful being that meets all of our needs in perfectly, and it's He is what we were meant to do on the earth. He, fellowshipping with Him, is what we were born to do, and on the earth, and the purpose of human existence for every person. Yet so few do actually do this. How do we do it? Well, these three realms of prayer, Jesus is revealing here how we actually can meet Him and find Him. We have to make it through these three realms of seeking Him. We have to persist. We have to prove ourselves worthy of Him in this seeking, in this asking, seeking, and knocking process. There's death to our old nature. That's the only way we can know Him, is that we no longer exist. We put our old nature to death. We no longer exist. Amen. Jesus Christ lives in and through us. Okay, so in the seeking realm, somebody's seeking Jesus Christ. Seeking. They are persisting with boldness and seek and you shall find. And this is represented in the holy place, the outer court, which is the second section of the tabernacle. And it's where you notice all the details of the tabernacle as outlined in the Old Testament are important. You know, just a few things. In the first section, the outer court, the two stations, so to speak, there are seven stations in all. I call them stations, but seven holy things that God told them to put in the tabernacle. Seven total. But the two that are in the outer court are the sacrifice and the basin of water that are the actual items are made of brass. So it's not gold. That there's not divinity. We don't actually encounter His presence in that first realm of seeking Him, the asking. We don't experience His glory and His majesty. It's things are made of brass. It's earthly. It's not, and we have to sacrifice, and we have to be washed with the cleansing of the water of the Word of God, the revelation of God. Those are the two. That happens in that first realm, ask and you shall receive. The second realm, seeking, now in this, the inner court that's also called the holy place, things are the articles that God told them to place there are made of gold. They're overlaid with gold, which is symbolic of divinity, symbolic of God's presence. Amen. God Himself. So in the seeking realm, now we are experiencing His presence. Not fully, but we may get a touch, and He will see what we do with that. We have to be prove ourselves worthy. We have to be faithful. Some people get a touch and they leave. That's what most of us do. And remember Jesus' famous saying, the spirit is willing, the flesh is weak. The flesh profits nothing. You know, our flesh always fails us. We repeat ourselves. We don't follow through on prayer. We say we're going to pray for some situation or a group or a country or something like that, and we don't do it because our flesh fails. But when in the seeking realm, we begin to experience His presence, and then now that's when results happen. That's when we really... things are accomplished, because the only things that are truly accomplished are things that God Himself, the Holy Spirit, does through us. Amen. Then the third realm, knock and the door will be opened to you. Amen. This is when someone fellowships with God Almighty. Amen. They fellowship with the Holy Spirit. And remember, it's so few that get there. So few. Now, and remember, three being the perfect number, you know that in my previous messages I've been talking a lot about the three phases of walking with the Holy Spirit, as outlined in John 3, John chapter 4, John chapter 7. So there we see three phases. We've got the three phases of seeking Him in a particular day, as Jesus presents in ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find, knock and the door will be open to you. Three phases, that's in one day, you know, in 2 to 4 hours, so to speak, or maybe longer. If we persist, amen, He's going to honor that. If we walk away, well, we miss out. He's still merciful. He still is calling out to us and wants us to seek him and walk with him. But then we have the three phases of walking with Jesus Christ. That, of course, is that's over a person's entire life. And I've added the very first phase, the born-again phase, so you could say that there's four phases. But really, there's three phases of walking with the Holy Spirit. Amen. And that's John 3, 4, and 7. Please read those. It's a metaphor that Jesus gives for all three related to water. So glorious that he teaches that way. Well, I want to finish up here, but let's always remember the Holy Spirit, the most gentle being in the universe. He's God Almighty. We have the opportunity to have a relationship with him. He is Jesus Christ. He is the Spirit of the Father. Amen. And just one quick thing, you know, he's made God Almighty, who is perfect, made the Holy Spirit the most gentle being in the universe. Every person on the earth can know him and walk with him. From the most gentle person all the way up to the people that would think that they are strong when really they're not. But, you know, if we couldn't handle, we cannot handle even coming close to God Almighty's throne in heaven. We can't even deal with that. Jesus Christ himself is so glorious and awesome. We can't even imagine it. And so God Almighty set it up so that we can have this glorious daily walk with the Holy Spirit all the time. He's everywhere around us. But we must go through these three levels, these three levels of seeking him to actually fellowship with the Holy Spirit. So, glorious topic. But let's always remember this treasure that the Holy Spirit and Jesus Christ, he is the so beautiful, so wonderful and majestic and merciful and loving, gracious and giving, long-suffering, patient, slow to anger. Amen. Thanks for listening.